McLean County's public vaccination clinics still aren't ready to expand eligibility to the 1B plus category.
We're not seeing the vaccine increase in the numbers that we need to have.
That's County Health Department spokesperson Marian Menko. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, March 1st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with the latest on COVID vaccinations in McLean County. More from Eric Stock.
The McLean County Health Department plans to resume some first dose vaccinations this week. The county has devoted most of its vaccine supply recently to ensuring people can get their second dose. Spokesperson Marianne Manco says the county expects to get 1,600 doses from the state this week.
We are going to utilize about 400 of those doses for first-time doses. That's on the clinic that we're having on Thursday.
Manco adds the county isn't ready to expand eligibility to phase 1B plus to cover those under 65 with underlying medical conditions. Manco says it's not clear when that will happen.
We're not seeing the vaccine increase in the numbers that we need to have, and we really do need to focus on that 1A and 1B non-expanded right now.
Some people have had to travel to Springfield and other communities outside McLean County to schedule a vaccine appointment. Manco says it's not clear why the county isn't getting more vaccine doses.
In an ideal world, every county should be able to take care of their individual county members, but we're not seeing an equal number of vaccines coming in based on population.
Some pharmacies plan to have the vaccine available for those in the phase 1B plus, but appointments are limited. McLean County still tops the state average for its percentage of fully vaccinated at about 6.2%. And Bloomington Normal hospitals continue to draw closer to full capacity, even as coronavirus cases have leveled off. The health department says 94% of its hospital beds in the Twin Cities are full. That's the most capacity has been limited since early December, and just 15% of intensive care beds remain available. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Bloomington Normal's Republican Congressmen Rodney Davis and Darren LaHood both voted against the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package that passed the House over the weekend. Senate Democrats hope for a vote by March 14th. A new study from a regional superintendents group says East Central Illinois school districts have an even greater difficulty filling teacher positions than the statewide average. The COVID pandemic has made matters worse as rural districts brace for lasting changes in the years to come. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The McLean County Museum of History is partnering with ISU, Illinois Wesleyan, and Heartland Community College to take a snapshot of life during the pandemic. The 12 Months in Six Words project marks the one-year anniversary of COVID invading McLean County. Deborah Halperin with Illinois Wesleyan's Action Research Center is one of the project's organizers. She tells WGLT's Dana Vollmer it's an opportunity for community members to pause and reflect.
Some way that we could invite people to pause for a moment and kind of capture, just a soundbite, just a little something about what this past year has been for all of us, collectively, what we have been through. And we thought maybe if we invite the community to give us these six words, it will invite people to stop and think and reflect. It might spark some interesting conversations as well. And it'll contribute to a time capsule of sorts that down the road, some researcher somewhere will say, what was happening in McLean County in 2020, 2021 during COVID-19 and that quarantine time? So, we're hoping that with the museum's help, we would be able to capture this and make it available for future use.
Can you give me an example of what one of these might look like, or if you were to do your own submission for what six words you would use to describe the last year?
Oh, sure. It was interesting. I did it with my kids, and it was really great. some people like to give just six individual words. Some of the words we're gathering, there's an Instagram account that's already active, and some of the six words on that are depressed and isolated, but some are family and adaptive and flexible. So it'll be interesting to see what some of those common words are that people are using. And then other people are using six-word sentences. So wear your damn mask, people. I really miss my grandma, I think was one. So people are, even in just six words, they're creatively using that, which I'm really excited to see.
And I'm curious, just kind of anecdotally, how this exercise went. You said you did it with your kids. How hard was it to come up with the words?
You know, what's kind of nice about six words is you really have to get down to it. And maybe the brain goes right to a single experience, you know, something that was missed or a birthday that was celebrated differently or something that had to be a trip that was canceled. You know, maybe it goes to a loved one that was sick with COVID or that died of COVID. But we're all moving so fast and every day trying to be adaptive to still this new reality as it unfolds, that I think part of the exercise is actually just to stop and look back on all of those experiences and how you would distill it down to just six pretty powerful words.
What happens with these submissions?
So far, we're going to put everything on the Instagram account. But from there, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday who said, you know, let's give all these words to a poet and see if they can create a poem for us. Or let's take all these words and have people read them all aloud in the roundabout in Uptown. Or let's take chalk and write all these words along the Constitution Trail. We're hoping that this inspires another level of processing and reflecting back to the community. You know, this is what you told us, so here's a way that we can share it back to you.
That was Deborah Halperin with Illinois Wesleyan's Action Research Center speaking with Dana Vollmer. The deadline to submit is March 31st. Before we let you go, the McLean County Board's Health Committee meets today at 4:30 with a COVID update on the agenda, and the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7. On the agenda there is approval of next fiscal year's town budget, plus a lead service line replacement program. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.